I don't think we should have this conversation, he said presently.
That means you found something.
No, it means I have professional standards, and this is a clear case of conflict of interest. Shep is your friend. You and he go way back.
He regarded her steadily.
I never slept with Shep, Rainey said matter-of-factly. You know, most people think that you're the reason his and Sandy's marriage is falling apart.
We're not involved. Never have been, never will be.
He spends a lot of time at your place.
I know.
Rainey,
people talk. Don't you get that yet?
It's a small town. It rains 80% of the year, and the cows outnumber the people 2 to 1. Most of the time, there's nothing else to do around here but talk. That's just the way it is. Why didn't you tell me about the shotgun, Rainey? The shotgun that killed your mother had your prints on it until it disappeared from the police evidence locker. Then one day, it was magically back in custody, but completely wiped clean. Why didn't you tell me it disappeared from evidence?
Her face went cool, her chin coming up, her gray eyes turning the color of slate. He recognized that expression, her fighter's stance.
Do you think I killed my mother?
No.
Do you think I shot her in cold blood? Came home from school one day and blew off her goddamn head? I'm just a female version of Charlie Kenyon, no better than Danny O'Grady.
He said gently,
No, Rainey, I don't.
Then what does it matter, Quincy? It was 14 years ago and I didn't do it, so just let it go. It's one thing to deal with all the stares and rumors from my neighbors, but I don't expect that from you.
Give me some credit, he countered sharply. I'm not a small-town deputy you can snow under with a few loud words. I know something happened, Rainey. Something happened. Shep helped you with it, and that's what binds you, isn't it? I still don't know what. Maybe I don't need to know, but there is something between you and Shep, and it's beyond professional ties, and it makes the fact that you were alone in the school with Shep and Danny very shaky. Sanders was right. You should have surrendered jurisdiction over this case, and I suspect you know that as well.